there is a renewed push for a Chicago snap curfew after that teen takeover and the shooting incidents in the Loop on Friday night. The hope now is that Mayor Johnson will get on board. Alderman Brian Hopkins told us here yesterday that he would be reintroducing a curfew ordinance that had been previously vetoed. Let's talk about it with the alderman of the 34th Ward, Bill Conway, who represents residents in the Loop, the West Loop, and the South Loop, among other places. Alderman, good morning. Tell us where you stand on the new curfew ordinance that will be proposed, and do you think that would have made a big difference on Friday night?
Well, I would say that the previous ordinance that was introduced by Alderman Hopkins was something that I was in favor of. And I will actually candidly say when he first introduced it, he had just wanted to reduce the curfew downtown from 10 p.m. to 8 p.m. And I said, you know, I think that sends the wrong message. You know, and then when he put out a revised one that essentially gave the superintendent the ability to put curfews any place citywide where they have intelligence and they can give advance notice, I thought that made a lot of sense. And Superintendent Snelling frankly called me and asked me to support that, which I thought was a good thing.
Superintendent Snelling, I'm reading between the lines of what he has said, and it seems to me that he feels his men and women have their hands tied a bit, because on Friday, they knew ahead of time about this so-called teen takeover, and they had, about 700 additional officers assigned downtown, but we still had the shootings.
Well, you know, I don't want to suppose what Superintendent Snelling says, you know, thinks about this, but I can say that the curfew was something that he had asked for, something that a majority of city council had voted for, and you have a incident here that perhaps could have been avoided. You know, it's so hard to say a counterfactual, if you will, but you had a situation where we knew there was going to be teen takeover downtown. There had been a lot on social media about it. I had spoken to the first district about it. And then you had a big event ends at 7 p.m. And then you have, you know, curfew is not till 10 p.m., but you had a lot of teens downtown. And so it seems like it would have been a useful tool for the police department. And it was unfortunately a tool that the Mayor Johnson had taken away from them.
You've been pushing, and you posted that you will push for more resources to stop gun violence and protect our young people. Other than the curfew, what else can we do?
Well, I think that, it doesn't quite apply in this case, but I think the fact that we don't have ShotSpotter or acoustic gun detection technology is really a shame now. It's used by nearly every other major city. The University of Chicago Crime Lab said it would save, highly likely it would save 85 lives a year. A majority of city council and a majority of the city thinks it's a useful tool. And now we've been without it since September of 24. And if you take the University of Chicago Crime Lab, you know, that could have saved something like 100 lives.
Mm-hmm.
In that. So it's a shame that we don't have that. Now, such technology with the big buildings doesn't really work downtown, so it doesn't really apply in this case. But technology that will seemingly indirectly call an ambulance to the site where there's a gunshot victim obviously would logically seem to have life-saving benefits to it.
In the past, the mayor has argued that the curfew ordinance would give too much power to one person, the police superintendent. And I don't get that. Don't you want? And we have a very good, capable superintendent. I've talked to a lot of the men and women on the force. They really respect Snelling. What's wrong with giving him more authority? He's a smart guy.
Well, I obviously agree with you. In fact, the initial ordinance that Hopkins had put forth, or actually I think maybe there was an amendment in between, where it had the deputy mayor of public safety and the superintendent had to agree. And that was something that we didn't want, because it was like, well, the mayor's office is already opposed to a curfew, so we don't want them to have some kind of veto.
Mm-hmm.
So we removed that from the ordinance. And I think that's just a crazy argument. I mean, we give Superintendent Snelling power to assign commanders, to deploy police where he thinks is necessary. I mean, yeah. He runs the police department. That is part of the job.
Exactly.
So I don't really think that makes sense that it places too much power in one person.
The worst thing about this, the police department statistics show violent crime is down sharply across Chicago, including your ward downtown. But this gives the city a terrible hit to the reputation. You've got the president on his Truth Social referring to this as a riot downtown, and it hurts business, it hurts tourism, it hurts our economy, and it's definitely a step back to any public relations efforts that Choose Chicago and other city agencies have put forward. What are we going to do here?
Well, I mean, at first, it is always welcome to see violent crime going down, as we are seeing in this city and we are seeing nationally, and of mm-hmm. course that's a good thing. And this was a high profile, very very troubling and disturbing incident. And I think it's important that we do make sure the police have the resources they need to fight and deter crime. Now is certainly not a time to be taking that away from them. And also make sure that we do have things for youth to do. Now, it's probably not a whole lot you can do on Friday at 8 o'clock at night with regard to that. But, you know, that's something that is in a broader way, something we also have to be focused on.
Yeah, and the mayor talks about that a lot. And I don't have a problem with that. But I think that's number two. I think number one is dealing with this problem with the police. Yeah, we need more after school programs, but that's not what you want to hear first out of the mayor's mouth, I don't think. And I've said that to the mayor. The other thing I'm thinking about here, Alderman Conway, is, as you know, it was just announced that the ABC National Television show, the Dick Clark Rockin' New Year's Eve, is going to do a segment from Chicago now. The city better get its act together. There's going to be a national TV audience on New Year's Eve, and I bet the Dick Clark production people are thinking about this now. You know what I mean?
I certainly hope not. I will say this, and I do not mean at all to minimize the incidents that happened, but you know, around the tree lighting, there was a security perimeter around that, and there were no incidents within that security perimeter around the tree lighting. So I do think we'll be able to handle this. However, of course, that event, the tree lighting event, you know, ended at 7 o'clock at night, and that was kind of part of the problem. Is the event ends at 7 o'clock? You have a lot of teens downtown, and the curfew doesn't happen until 10 p.m. In that, so you know, that was of course the issue. But I believe the police will be able to put together a proper security perimeter for that event.
Well, hopefully the mayor and the city council will go along with some better ideas. What's next for this new curfew ordinance? When will you be voting on this in the council?
Well, you know, it is. There are unfortunately a whole lot of things that can be done procedurally to derail an ordinance by a frustrating, you know, small group of people. So it's my understanding that Alderman Hopkins is going to introduce it at the next city council, which would be, which at this point is likely to be December 10th. And then based on how the budget goes, there's probably will be another city council meeting between December 10th and the end of the year. And hopefully it could then come up for a vote again. Now, noting that the curfew ordinance only got 27 votes last time, which, by the way, was a majority of council, but it needs 34 to override a mayoral veto. So hopefully maybe we can bring over seven of our colleagues, or maybe there's something that maybe the mayor has seen the light on this after this incident.
Yeah, hopefully. Over the last 10 years, the police department has overseen many, many protest marches in and around downtown. And those events have gone off without a hitch, despite the giant the giant crowds. So I think you know, the police can do it, but they need all the tools, and hopefully we will give them those tools. Alderman Bill Conway, 34th Ward downtown, I appreciate your time and what you have to say about this, Alderman. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bob, for having me, as always.
Talk to you again down the road.